I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So this issue has fallen out of the major headlines as Conservative Inc. has found other issues to grift about. But women's sports are still being infiltrated by trannies. Yeah, women's competitions and teams and locker rooms are still being taken over by men wearing press-on nails and hair extensions. Everyone remembers William Leah Thomas, the degenerate homosexual who wore a woman's bathing suit with his penis hanging out of it, claiming to be the women's NCAA swimming champion. Well, now there's a new pervert. Thank God. A new man infiltrating women's sports whose real name is Craig, but he goes by CC Telfer. This guy, this man, actually won a women's NCAA track championship in 2019, and he was back in the women's championship this year, but he backed out, presumably due to backlash, we imagine. Now, this is a guy who looks like an NBA player with long hair and women's shorts, and all of a sudden he's been just thrust into the national spotlight, and we're being told he's going to be the next great women's runner, the next great star of the women's hurdles event. He's even releasing a book about his goal of competing against women and his fight to become the first transgender Olympic runner. I mean, this guy is so delusional that he actually thinks that he's entitled to compete against women in the Olympics, and he thinks that anyone who gets in his way or speaks out against him is an oppressor. And he claims that at 6'2", he has no advantage competing against women who are the fraction of his size. I mean, it really is unbelievable. And, you know, it has to be mentioned that this freak show, he competed as a man for 2 years at the NCAA's Division II level with no success. So this guy, he couldn't even compete against mid-level college males, but he thinks that he deserves to run in the Olympics as a woman against people who are actually serious athletes. But this is what we see time and time again with these people. Leah Thomas had the same story. A man who couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag against even competition. So he had to say that he was a woman to start winning championships. Not only are these guys perverts, I mean, they're total losers. And now Craig CC Telfer is being set up as the big martyr, the big victim of the heterosexual patriarchy, because World Athletics, the international organization that sponsors running competitions, is banning trannies from competing against women for obvious reasons. It's disgusting that we even have to have this conversation, but it's wonderful to see these international athletic bodies standing up to these freaks and dashing their perverted fantasies. And a lot of this is because other countries, countries that we're often told are evil, they're not putting up with this. And they have influence within these athletic bodies. They're not letting men use women's locker rooms. They're not letting men compete against women. And they're not letting perverts and pedophiles invade women's spaces in the name of LGBT acceptance. And let's be honest here. In some of these countries, they toss these people off of rooftops. Ian Smith is a gym owner who refused to back down and close his facility in the face of COVID-19, a scandemic, and government lockdowns. And unlike Planet Fitness, he doesn't let men take over the women's locker room. And he joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. How far is this going to go?
Stu, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
you know, honestly, this has gone far enough. And quite honestly, it's pathetic that we've gotten this far. There's a very simple solution to this. And it involves a sacrifice that people are going to have to make, no different than the sacrifice people should have made during the COVID pandemic and any other psyop that we've been hit with since then. And it comes down to not placating these people. And I understand, especially for women, the struggle and the amount of work and the amount of dedication and energy and time that they have put into these sports. But this can end very, very quickly. And it ends when you line up at the starting line, when Leah Thomas has her balls tucked between her legs, everybody goes to the starting line, and when the referee blows the whistle, all of the women let Leah Thomas jump into the pool by himself, and then it is no longer valid. Right then and there, it's over. Everybody walks away. Everybody points and laughs. Everybody gets their phone out, calls him a loser, and shames him right on the spot. Make him look like a dude in a swimming pool, because that is exactly what he is. Make this man look like a man jumping hurdles all by himself, crashing women's sports. Every time that people line up and still play the game, they are giving validity to these people. And I understand nobody wants to sacrifice. All of these women have worked really hard to get to where they are, but they are extending the suffering and the process of undoing this. If every woman right now, and especially every father should be out there defending his daughter, pulling her right off of the starting line, and absolutely not, and shaming these men, because that is exactly what they deserve. They deserve to be shamed. They deserve to be bullied. They deserve to be laughed at, and they deserve to be made a joke of. Pull your phone out, torture these people. And I guarantee that they will not line up at the starting line next time when the entire internet sees Leah Thomas splashing around in the pool by themselves.
Some of these middle-aged, you know, white Karens, these, you know, 35, 40-year-old Karens on social media that want to mark themselves safe from being, you know, a misogynist or, you know, insensitive or whatever. They're the ones that are allowing this. They're not standing up to this. And as a matter of fact, they're the ones that are cheering it on. Oh my gosh, she is so beautiful. Look at her curves. And this is a man, literally in a dress or in a bathing suit in this particular instance. What makes you think that these women are actually going to do anything about this other than cheer it on?
Let them. Let the idiots cheer it on. And I guarantee, just like with mask wearing, how many people did not agree with mask wearing, but did it anyway? If everybody who is feeling the way that they feel about transgender sports and men beating up on women unfairly, if everybody contributes and everybody laughs and everybody doesn't participate in the chaos, there will be a few Karens. There absolutely will be. But the numbers are greater. The numbers are on our side. You ask, you go on the streets today and you poll most normal people, and they think it's stupid, but they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to be the bully. Be the bully. Don't let these people continue to do it. The Karens will shut up very quickly when they realize how outnumbered they are.
Yeah, let's talk about these guys, these so-called men, these boys masquerading as fathers, who allow this to go on. They allowed our country to be stolen. They allowed their kids to be strapped up with oxygen inhibiting Sharia face muzzles that were riddled with bacteria. They allowed their kids to be, and still are allowing their kids to be, propagandized about the importance of transgenderism and pedophilic materials on their school's bookshelves without going to their school boards and like physically tossing these perverts out of these school buildings and taking control back. What makes you think that these men are going to stand up, these fathers?
Sorry if it hurts anybody's feelings, but if you're not, it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. You're not protecting your daughter. You're failing as a father. The only thing in the world that you have to do is protect and provide. There are two things, and you are not providing a safe space for your daughter to flourish and to become a woman and to be confident and to achieve things and to do great things. You're allowing people to bully her. You're allowing her dreams to be crushed. You're allowing her future to be eroded away. And you are allowing pedophiles and perverts in close proximity to her. And if you don't stand up, it's pathetic. It's
this
pathetic.
And I'm sorry. Was if founded if on the principles.
That, that's the truth.
Yeah, it is the truth. This platform was founded on the principle of saving lives, and then obviously evolved into the number one thing, which is defending kids. Okay. What are real men, Ian? Real men are protectors. Real men are providers. Real men will do anything for the people that they love and that they care about. They'll step in front of speeding bullets, speeding trains, jump off of cliffs, do whatever they have to do, die to protect their lady and their children. That's what they will do. These people are unwilling to make any sacrifices whatsoever. Why are we the majority, us real men, who will literally die for the people that we love and do anything for the people that we love? Why are we the minority? And why do the rest of these people, these and these, quite frankly, why do they get elevated in the life of, you know, attraction, I guess? Why are they celebrated? These soy boy who literally have done nothing for themselves. They have no means. They cannot provide. They are incapable of protecting, and they refuse to protect or provide or do anything with their lives at all whatsoever other than leech off the success of other men like myself and like you.
Well, you know, that is exactly what the system is trying to do, and it's very successful in a lot of ways. It has scared men into complacency. It has made them feel as if they are powerless, but it's their fault for believing it. You know, again, going back to Leah Thomas, man, if you can't get the young girls to step up, and I don't blame the young girls for being afraid of acting out. If I was a father there, I'd jump in the pool and dunk Leah Thomas. I don't care what's going to happen to me. I'm going to get a simple assault charge. Well, guess what? I proved a big point. The internet will see it. Everybody will see it. And it's going to encourage other men to do the same thing. Stand in the gap. That is exactly what you are doing. That's what to do is to define the perimeter and protect the perimeter around the people that you love and that you care about. And if you're unwilling to do that, then I don't know if you deserve a family.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see the video of you doing that, by the way. You know, then the problem is, because this has become the social norm that people are supposed to accept these soy boy as like, this is the definition of a real man. Then you have these women who have reduced their morals and their values to accept these people as real men. You have these stupid, stupid women that will choose to go and be with a guy like this because that is who society is elevating. And then they will ignore a real protector and a provider who is trying to make his way with her. Ian Smith, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Stu.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all seven forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stu Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. The challenge is simple. Try Mag Breakthrough for 14 days, see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code STUPETERS10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. So this situation with Diddy continues to evolve as the massive sex trafficking and RICO investigation into him dominates the news cycle. Most everyone knows by now that Diddy is basically being accused of being the black and bisexual Jeffrey Epstein of the music and entertainment industry. He's accused of raping both men and women and girls and boys. He's accused of drugging people and using deviant sex to compromise and control them. Basically of deploying Mossad tactics against the people who he worked with, against the people who wanted to become famous or rich in an industry that he was hired to be a gatekeeper for. And as these investigations have gone on, as more and more people have come to the surface with information, it's gotten more and more disgusting. Just the other day, there was audio released from a former Diddy security guard who claims to have recorded Diddy sodomizing rapper Meek Mill. Meek Mill, this guy that we're told is some kind of a tough Philadelphia gangster, is bending over and taking it up the you-know-what from Diddy.
Diddy's ex-bodyguard leaked an audio of Meek getting pounded by Diddy.
Oh, 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 oh.
Now, the ex-bodyguard in question who recorded and leaked the audio made an entire video narrating how it came out.
Champagne was spiked, son. Like, all the champagne was spiked. Everybody was passed the f-. I don't drink. So I was playing that shit off like I don't fucking drink. I smoke. Like, I smoke and I had my own weed, but, like, everybody was passed out. Yo, Diddy had that man in the room. Look, yes, I put my ear to the fucking door and I brought the phone because Diddy started going in overdrive. I ain't know what the fuck was going on, but I just heard balls slapping against his cheeks. I heard the struggling to take. I heard his being like, yeah, daddy. Like, when he started all that daddy this and daddy that, and then I heard some hollering and struggling, like, yeah, I kept the phone there and I recorded all this because I was like, this did he.
I mean, do y'all remember that video of Meek in the pool with his slightly curved as if he was trying to ease off some pain while Diddy recorded him and called that man daddy? Diddy kept talking about how Meek was putting in that work. I don't know about y'all, but that video looks like it was taken just minutes after he disrespected Meek in that bedroom.
Hey, what's up, King Son? Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, daddy. You putting in that work. Proud of you. I love you.
Completely disgusting. But not surprising. No, not surprising at all. We've known for years that the entertainment industry, especially the rap industry, is run on homosexual blackmail. It's a disgusting world of homosexuality and treachery. And of course, at the very top in the executive suites at the record labels, it's all run by people who claim to be Jews. But the investigation into Diddy extends beyond the rap industry, and reportedly, actor Ashton Kutcher is about to be served a subpoena. In 2009, Kutcher collaborated with Diddy to host the infamous White Party, which we're now learning was this debaucherous party from hell where an interracial perv fest of bi-coastal celebrities met up for a sex ritual under the guise of raising money for a charity and then plastered it all over every magazine and corporate news network in the entire country. And that's what makes Kutcher's involvement in this story even more interesting. It's the fact that his former That 70s Show co-star and close personal friend Danny Masterson was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for multiple rapes. So this is a guy who's already closely tied to a vile sex offender. Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Mila Kunis, even wrote letters to support Masterson, trying to give him a reduced sentence. So it's obvious that they're very comfortable with perverts. But regardless of Ashton Kutcher's involvement or anyone else's, it looks like Diddy is on the chopping block. Where is he, as a matter of fact? In all likelihood, he'll be sacrificed, much like Harvey Weinstein was or like Jeffrey Epstein was, just to satisfy the public while countless other industry perverts go free. If we're lucky, a few others will be swept up alongside of him. But it's impossible to ignore here just how much federal involvement there has been in the raids on Diddy's houses. The FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, they've both been involved. The recent raid on his house where his sons were taken into custody looked like a choreographed raid on a militia leader. I mean, we're showing some of the photos and the clips here of that. Now, of course, through all of this, Diddy's family is playing the race card. The mother of his sons is saying that a rich white person wouldn't be treated this way. She must have missed the raids on Mar-a-Lago, by the way. But there's far more to it than that. And the extent of the federal involvement here becomes even more interesting when we consider that Diddy, for over 20 years, has been tied to Obama and the Democrat Party, and there's a major likelihood that some powerful political figures could be implicated in these allegations, especially once the depositions start rolling in. David Corbo has a lot to say about this. David, thank you so much for being here. Where is Diddy, by the way? Is he in Anguilla? Is that what I heard?
I couldn't tell you where Diddy is. Only God knows where Diddy is at this moment.
I think probably the feds know where he is, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, certainly the intelligence agencies know where he is. But going back to what you were talking about with Ashton Kutcher and his association with this, he is expecting a subpoena for his association with Diddy. But there is a lot more strange kind of apparatus built around Ashton Kutcher. Certainly his relationship with his ex-wife, Demi Moore, who there are very popular videos that go around online of her open mouth kissing a child. I mean, a little boy of who knows how old, maybe 8 or 9 years old. And together they both started an organization. I believe it was called Thorn. And believe it or not, this organization was responsible for combating child trafficking. It's very often that these people, these elites, these Hollywood elites will hide behind some sort of apparatus that suggests that they're doing something good for the people.
Yeah, when or in the reality, opposite they're leveraging of what they're it. Actually doing. Like if they're involved with child trafficking, they get involved in an anti-trafficking or child rescue organization, et cetera, et cetera. It's projection.
Not only is it projection, I mean, it's a great front, but it's also an inversion, which at the end of the day, these Satanists, which is what I hold them to being, they enjoy doing that. They take a thing and they invert it on its head. This is very similar to the Oprah situation and her association, Stu. I don't know if you remember this, John of God being her spiritual healer, but also ran a women's health organization. And then lo and behold, ends up going to prison for rape and trafficking, where he would run basically a baby farm. He would kidnap these teenage women and he would sell their babies. And then after 10 years or so, he would kill them. So there is this constant front that these elites put up. And, you know, to go back to this Satanist aspect, that is rife within all of these operations. You know, Diddy, we spoke on the my last appearance about his running the organization out of the Virgin Islands. Who else did that? Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein's island has what people don't like to talk about, this ritualistic ceremonial aspect to it. He's got a temple. There's an owl of Minerva on the temple. There is this backdrop of Molochian child sacrifice to this entire conversation that people really don't feel comfortable talking about. And I don't know if you saw recently, this video comes out where LeBron James is on a video call with P. Diddy. And he's going off about how there's no party like a P. Diddy party. And guys, you're one quick search away on Twitter or X from finding LeBron James throwing up satanic hand gestures en masse. I mean, there is a large body of evidence for him being associated with some sort of satanic agenda, being involved in some sort of satanic cult. And these things are hand in hand with Hollywood, hand in hand with the music industry, hand in hand with the intelligence agencies. So, I mean, you know, where is Diddy? God knows, the feds know, that's for certain. But I wonder if where we are at this moment in time, if we're ever going to see that aspect of things come out, because like you alluded to, I do believe he's sort of a sacrificial lamb in this particular moment. I think that the hip hop industry is dying on the vine. He's really sort of run through his use. I think too many people owe P. Diddy, and it's better off to just expose him and get rid of him right now.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, this guy was very obviously planted here by somebody. Yeah. I mean, these record labels are all run by the same people. Diddy was an independent label with Bad Boy Records, but obviously he had an umbrella company. And these are the major labels that, you know, make people rich and famous and promise them all kinds of things and then put them under the wings of people like Diddy. I've heard rumors about Jermaine Dupri with Lil Bow Wow. I've heard rumors about Busta Rhymes. I've heard rumors about 50 Cent. Obviously, Fonzworth Bentley and John Legend and, you know, I mean, LL Cool J, all of these people being depraved homosexuals. And it's just like, you know, you grow up looking at these guys thinking, you know, and if you're dumb enough as a young lad to listen to this stuff and be like, oh, yeah, I want to go sell dope and smoke blunts and, you know, drink 40s and big screen TVs and, you know, all of this stuff. I mean, if you think that that's really what's going to lead you to a successful life of gangsterism and it's going to fill your pockets with cash so that you can make it rain in all of the nightclubs and attract all of the bitch, you know, this is what they tell you: how to disrespect women, how to abandon your children, how to live in the hood and never leave the hood, how to have street cred, you know, all of these things. I was involved with the music industry. I was a lyricist.
Oh, really?
I was a rapper, and I was signed to an independent label. I went on tour with some very notable people. I performed shows with people like Redman and Method Man and Ja Rule and DMX. I was at the L'Hermitage in Beverly Hills doing Coconut Teasers with these guys in the House of Blues in LA before they closed Coconut Teasers, and I think the House of Blues is closed down now too. But doing shows all over the place with these people until I learned what a depraved industry this was. And I was unwilling to bend like that. I was unwilling to be a part of this. And so I walked out of it. I owed one more single and I gave them a song called I Never Made It, which is a song that if you listen to the lyrics, you can go on YouTube right now and Google Focus, I Never Made It, F-O-K-I-S-S. You will hear me telling off the record industry. Nope, you can keep it. You can have it. I don't want any of that crap. And now I am really, really glad that I made that decision. I am absolutely fanatical about it, actually, because now I know what it means to be a true man, and a true man that really loves people, and a true man that's willing to put his heart on the table and be vulnerable, yet but still at the same time be a warrior and a fighter and a protector and a provider until death. And these people don't know anything about loyalty like that. They know loyalty to the street game and to their own depravity, and that's it, David Corbo. I got to go. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for having me, Stu. God bless you.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution, Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew. Welcome back. So the world, and especially the United States, are on the fast track to a major disaster. I mean, let's face it, we talk about it every day here. There's conflicts all over the map. And our government, along with its associates, have their fingers in all of them. You know, we're in a time right now where at any given moment, our country could be entering a hot war in Eastern Europe, in the Middle East, in Southeast Asia. And in any one of these countries like Ukraine or Israel or Taiwan that we're told that we have to go to war for, and if it doesn't start overseas, catastrophe could easily strike America with our own borders, especially now. I mean, our southern border, that what used to be a border, is just wide open. Millions of illegals a year just pouring into this country, including prisoners and criminals and mental patients from Venezuela and El Salvador and Mexico, as well as state actors from all over the world. I mean, that's not a recipe for disaster. And just recently, we learned for an admitted fact that the Biden regime is flying these people in by the hundreds of thousands. They don't even have to scurry across the border anymore. No, they're just flown right in, oftentimes first class, dropped off in the United States, 4- and 5-star hotels, no questions asked. They're in the interior of our country everywhere. In the early 2000s, when our government was justifying mass surveillance on the American people, we heard a lot about sleeper cells. Remember that? Sitting in basements all across America, plotting attacks in the name of Allah. We pictured them as towel heads wrapped in some hijab. Well, now we have an infestation of real sleeper cells. These are narco-terrorists, state actors, malign people of all stripes, sitting in our country right now waiting for their moment to strike, whether they're given orders, until the situation develops, and then they just go on the offensive. And the risks go way beyond mass shootings or car bombings. I mean, we could be at risk of some drug cartel, some government-backed terror network, acquiring a dirty bomb, probably from the CIA, and then taking up an entire American city and wiping it off the map, taking the entire surrounding area offline, initiating a physical collapse of this country to the likes that we can't even imagine. And if they don't do it, maybe our government will just do it themselves. I mean, we can acknowledge that they are a murderous corporate crime syndicate. Maybe they'll get so desperate to cling to power and cancel elections that they'll just shut everything down like they did with COVID, but even worse. They'll just flip the switch and shut the country off. But whatever the case may be, the American people need to start preparing for the worst. And part of that preparing for a life off the grid is what we need to do now. You know, if we're pushed into a war with Russia or China, do you know what an EMP attack could send this country into? Like back to the 1800s, in a matter of seconds, boom. Millions of people would die just because they would no longer know how to live. But that doesn't have to be your fate. No, you have a choice. You can take the initiative right now and learn how to survive, how to defend yourself and your family, and give yourself a chance. And even if we're not met with a doomsday scenario, whatever skills you can pick up will leave you better off. And they can still be put to good use. Millions of Americans live in the path of tornadoes and hurricanes, any number of natural disasters, or directed energy weapon engineered events. So it's never a bad time to pick up a book like No Grid Survival Projects from Mike Major and teach yourself a thing or two. No Grid Survival Projects pulls from Michael's experiences as a military man and a do-it-yourself expert and helps you build a strong foundation for living off the grid, for handling whatever discomforts the world throws at you. For more on this, there's nowhere better to turn than straight to the source, and Mike is here with us now. Mike Major, thank you so much for being here. The author of No Grid Survival Projects. What are people going to find in here? Did I cover most of it?
Well, yeah, it's basically everything you need to know just to get yourself kind of self-sufficient. We'll cover water, food, cover how to grow your own food. We cover some traps, how to gather food naturally. We cover how to make a solar power system for your house. How to get if you were so inclined, how to make a water wheel that would actually generate electricity yourself, how to harvest rainwater. Basically, every step that you would need to get yourself to a self-sufficient state is covered in the book, and it's all off-grid. Like, everything, you don't need a grid for anything.
Yeah, backyard lights with sensors that turn on automatically when people walk onto your property. I mean, you open up these books, how to build a greenhouse. How to build an off-the-grid stone grill oven, how to make a mini root cellular in your backyard, how to make, everything is in here. Mason jar soil tests so that you can see what you're planting in, bean and rice survival soup, how to make that. I mean, everything from recipes to how to make a hand pump and more in No Grid Survival Projects. How important is this for everybody? I mean, even if the government doesn't do some false flag attack that sends this country 500 years backward?
Well, it's vitally important because no matter where you live in North America or the world, you're vulnerable to some kind of natural disaster at the bare minimum. Like, it could be either a tornado alley. If you're living on one of the seaboards, you could get an earthquake. There's so many natural disasters that can happen. Even a massive storm hits the power grid in the right way. You can be out of power for weeks. And if you don't have some skills, some knowledge, or some off-grid equipment, like, you're going to be kind of screwed, and at the behest of FEMA and the federal government. And we know how bad the federal government is at helping people, so maybe you should help yourself first and then just kind of watch your neighbors as they suffer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking here. There's just so many things inside of this book that people absolutely need to know, whether or not there's a disaster or not. I mean, this is what makes men self-sufficient right here. This is what makes you, and not only that, but what about this? What about men raising boys? Wouldn't it be great to teach your boys how to handle themselves and not rely on the government that's always here to help, right? I mean, this is some really great stuff that I'm really excited about having. I mean, you walk through all the steps here. There are, you know, very detailed photographs, pictures that show people exactly what it is that they're supposed to do, step-by-step instructions that are all numbered, the construction of a battery bank, how to build a hydroelectric generator so that you don't need the grid, drinkable water out of air, how to build your own water filter, how to build a water tank for long-term storage, all of these things, a rainwater catchment system. It's all right here in No Grid Survival Projects. Where do people go and get this, Mike, this very, very valuable book?
Oh, the best way to go is on the website, nogridsurvivalprojects.com, and you can get it there. And the best thing, too, is while you're waiting for the book to come, we give you a digital copy of the book so you can start right away. Like, you, immediately, as soon as you buy it, you've got a digital copy as well, so you can start building. You don't have to wait for the book to show up, start building.
Amazing.
So you can be constructing stuff within 5 minutes.
Like, the instantaneous download of a digital version of No Grid Survival Projects, as well as the handheld book itself, in case you no longer have digital. You can find it at nogridsurvivalprojects.com. Again, that's nogridsurvivalprojects.com. Mike Major, thank you so much, not only for authoring the book with your other three, it looks like, contributors here between James Walton, Claude Davis, and Amber Robinson, but also thank you for being here today and for being a partner with us. This is something that you know, Stu Crew can definitely get with. We appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem.
I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Projects, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/Stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/Stu. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/Stu. Again, that's phone123.com/Stu, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No. You're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. So America is under a constantly intensifying, constantly worsening invasion along our southern border. Or what used to be a border, and really at all of our other ports of entry as well. And as this invasion has continued progressing, as it's continued dominating the news cycle, and as American citizens continue being murdered by these animals, a Venezuelan illegal named Leonel Moreno has become the most disgusting poster child for these violent and entitled uncivilized masses pouring over America's national boundaries. For anyone who doesn't recognize the name, Leonel Moreno is the illegal alien who we've discussed on this program, who went viral on TikTok for posting flex videos about all of the money that he's leeching off of the American taxpayers, about how he came to the United States and found some woman to crap him out an anchor baby, and then started sitting on his ass ripping off the welfare system. And you know, most disgustingly out of all of this, Moreno went viral for posting a video instructing his fellow illegals on how to do home invasions of American citizens and then use squatter laws to stay in them. His words were to, quote, seize the homes. He said, it's time for illegals to start seizing the homes of American citizens, namely white people, and using them to house themselves as they pour into the country. This guy has been making money on the taxpayers, and evidently, he's been making money on TikTok. And it's obvious here that someone is paying him. Some subversive, some NGO is paying this guy to go online and dump gasoline on the fire and rub his filth in the faces of American citizens while their government bends over backward to accommodate millions more just like him. And now, after he's leached off of the country for almost 2 years, after he's openly flaunted this illegal alien status on the internet for money, Leonel Moreno has finally been arrested by Immigration Customs and Enforcement. He's been reportedly under investigation on gun charges. But of course, it's important to note here. He could well get away with the gun charge after an Obama-appointed judge recently ruled that illegal aliens have the right to own and carry guns. She said that illegals have constitutional rights, including gun rights, and that this case was in Chicago, of all places. So, yeah, let's just let him get away with it. So while Americans are subjected to the strictest gun laws in the country in Chicago, illegals can carry them. So once again, we may see Leonel Moreno get over on America. We'll have to wait and see if this case has any impact on him or if he can entice a similar ruling. But in the meantime, he's posted a video holding his anchor baby with tears streaming down his face, screaming about how he's being persecuted by the country that he invaded and ripped off. I'm not making any of this up. It's absolutely unbelievable. Failed Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency told the New York Post, quote, Leonel Moreno is an unlawfully present citizen in the event, citizen of Venezuela who illegally entered the country on April 23, 2022. Moreno was placed into the alternatives to detention programs by Border Patrol and was told to report to the Enforcement and Removal Operations Office within 60 days of arriving at his destination. Moreno did not report as required. On March 29, 2024, Moreno was arrested in Ohio by officers with ERO Detroit's Columbus office and is currently detained pending further immigration proceedings, end quote. So not only did the feds already have this guy and they let him go, they enrolled him into an alternatives program so he could be out on the streets making money on TikTok, doing videos exposing how to seize houses from white people. And of course, he didn't report to the enforcement office. I mean, why the hell would he? They already proved to him that they would just let him go, turn him loose into the Midwest, and let him start fertilizing illegal women with their permanent meal tickets so he will never get kicked out of the country. So he can claim welfare in the name of his anchor baby and the countless others that he'll surely make in short time. These people breed like rabbits so that they can stay in the country. They're taking advantage of a grotesque perversion of the 14th Amendment, and they know exactly what they're doing because they're schooled on it by NGOs and by our own government on their way to the border and on the ride to the Border Patrol van, on their way to the bus stop, on their way to their first-class tickets into the interior of the country where they're staying in 4- and 5-star hotels. So the feds can arrest this guy, sure, but they'll never deport him, and he knows that. Both sides know that. This is all for show, because he pissed enough people off that the feds started getting blowback, so they had to act like they were serious. But this is how the new normal in open borders America is. This happens every single day. It's usually just not broadcast on TikTok. Our country is bleeding to death. And third world failed states are emptying their prisons, sending people like Leonel Moreno or Jose Ibarra to our borders where they surrender to Border Patrol intentionally because they know that if they do, the feds will take care of them. They'll live a life of luxury, far better than they did in Venezuela where they resorted to eating zoo animals when the country ran out of food. And they know that the American people will pay for it, even when they go on TikTok armed with food stamps and stacks of drug money. Yeah, we just continue to bend over and take it up the Anthony Cumia has a lot to say about this, and he joins us now. I mean, am I overstating any of this?
No, I think if anything, you're understating it, Stu. By the way, thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, of course.
This is a problem that I think is a lot more nefarious than even on the surface. Votes, votes, votes. That's why they're doing this. I cannot think of another reason why the administration that's in there now, the liberals, the judges, the DAs, the attorney generals, why they would want these people to come into this country and then give them every latitude to take from law-abiding American citizens with impunity. I can't imagine that anyone would vote for this and say that this is indeed representative of what American people want. It isn't. They are not representing the American people. And I believe it comes down to more people that will screw up the district maps and give them more Democrat representatives in these states. The squatting also amounts to giving them a permanent address that they can then vote from, that they can invite more illegals into. These houses usually, it's not just one squatter sitting in a house enjoying the American way of life. They open that house to multiple families of people, individuals. They subsection the house out to huge numbers of rooms and have tens, 20s, 30s of people living in these houses that now have an address to do business from, to vote from, and to act in the interest of Democrats and liberals.
Yeah, you know, we talk about voting. This program is well noted for its, you know, its stance on voting. We think that elections are stolen and fake and rigged.
Absolutely.
But you know, what about the real life threat of imminent death and great bodily harm by these people? What about sleeper cells getting ready to activate and set off dirty bombs and grab their weapons caches and start just killing innocent American kids? What about a false flag or real event that makes 9/11 look like child's play? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we have to fear with these people coming in here with nefarious intent.
Well, we saw it in New York. We saw the answer to the subway crime. Let's start searching. Take the National Guard and let's start searching old Asian women's bags before they can go into the subway system. Commuters, people that are just trying to get to and from work on a daily basis, that they feel is making things safer. Yet they're just letting people unvetted stream across the border and treating them like American citizens, giving them every convenience, every aspect of the law that we enjoy as American citizens, rights, like you said, to carry firearms. This is unbelievable. This is something that you never would have imagined. And, you know, I still remember 9/11. I remember what this country was like right after and the want for security and whether it was fake, whatever their motive was for certain bills that infringed on our privacy. You couldn't just go out and say, hey, let's allow people to stream across our border unvetted. Well, that's been thrown away. They'll still have us take our shoes off at the airport. But again, millions of illegals can stream across this border without any knowledge of their background, what their intentions are. And yes, indeed, they can be some of the worst people we've ever seen as far as murders, rapes, robberies go, stealing your homes, and even worse, international terrorism. Why would they think that if you wanted to cross this border and do harm to this country, that you wouldn't do it across the southern border?
Yeah, absolutely. Great take. Very well pointed. Anthony Cumia, welcome back anytime. We really appreciate it. We encourage everybody to go follow you on X, and we will see you next time. God bless you. Until then.
Thanks, Stu. Take care, man.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.